in the Colorado River. This EPA safety crew, who's supposed to be cleaning up this abandoned Colorado mine, accidentally sent more than 3 million gallons of chemical-filled wastewater pouring into this river. It is even worse than first thought. This ugly orange brew of heavy metals, including iron and zinc and copper, is now flowing down. It's the Animas River. This is through southern Colorado and across the state line into New Mexico. CNN's Tom Sater is up with more on this. And when I saw the pictures this morning, I thought, my goodness. And I know that the governor there in Colorado has now declared a disaster emergency. How harmful of this, and how do they fix this?
Brooke, the EPA has been extremely tight-lipped about this because they're typically not the ones that are on the side that caused the accident or have to clean it up. But again, in Durango, I mean, the tourist industry and recreational industry is shut down now for the summer. River is shut down because of high levels of arsenic as well. It's not just zinc and copper and lead. They're not sure how bad it is. Originally, the EPA said when they went to investigate this mine, which has been shut down, the Gold King mine, since the 1920s, they were there just to try to take care of a small leak. We know now that possibly this leak has been going on and spilling maybe 50 to 250 gallons per minute for many, many years. They said 1 million gallons were dispersed by accident, and now we know from the USGS, who has better ways of determining the debris and flowage, just saying, no, it is 3 million. It's the Gold King mine. It's up near Telluride, not too far, and it makes its way down. It's called the Cement Creek into the Animas River, goes through Durango, again, that's high recreation area, now into New Mexico where it meets the San Juan River. Right now, New Mexico's under a state of emergency as well. If it continues, it makes its way to, of course, the Colorado River. And even further from that, it's Lake Powell, which is drinking water for cities such as Vegas and San Diego and L.A. Thunderstorms are starting to help disperse some of it, and we know it's getting a little bit better in some regions, but if I break it down for you, it really is amazing. Think of personal water wells right now. They're being tested. Irrigation for farmers, not to mention hundreds of thousands of livestock right now that use this, and irrigation for the farmers. So the gold mine had a leak now, we expect, or have to think for years, but this went in and it's a problem, and now they're not sure what they're going to do, and they're not sure how bad the water levels really are. It's starting to get better in Durango and Silverton, and starting to get a little bit better in New Mexico, but it's unsure. They've been tight-lipped about the whole situation.